Jim, tell me a little bit about y'all's analysis of this race. Has this become a base versus base election?
It does seem at this point that it's become a base versus base election, and that meets a lot of our expectations. Our analysis in this was really an attempt to step around, to some extent, the more extensive statistical models and predictive models that are so prevalent now, and just look at what polling is telling us on one hand and what we can extrapolate from recent electoral performance and voter turnout in the last couple of midterm elections in Texas. And what it does show us is that Ted Cruz goes into this race with about a 900,000 vote advantage. And if you are looking at a base versus base election, that means that Beto O'Rourke has to both mobilize some big chunk of new Democratic voters, as well as either hope for or try to achieve some depression in the expected Republican vote.
Now, we saw ahead of the last day for registering for this midterm election huge returns in terms of that voter registration. Could those new Democratic voters be out there?
Well, I think when you see such a big increase in voter registration, and some of those increases, and of course we don't have the final numbers yet, but some of those increases certainly have been in urban areas where we would expect to find a lot of Democratic first-time voters. Whether it's enough remains to be seen, but I think if you're a Democrat, that is one of the positive signs you're looking at as you're trying to close what is a significant gap.
And in terms of like the challenges that O'Rourke has, is it really mostly the numbers that are against him at this point?
Well, the numbers are against him because of the nature of what we know about turnout patterns in Texas. There is the big raw number that is against him, that he's got to close a big gap. And there's the fact that where he is going to go hunting for new votes is in areas where we know voters have low turnout patterns. You know, it's hard to get younger voters to turn out. The other issue for O'Rourke in Texas is increasing Latino turnout. We know that Latinos vote historically in lower numbers than both African Americans and Anglos as a share of the population.
What does Ted Cruz need to do in order to secure a win at this juncture?
The tried and true strategy for Ted Cruz is very likely to simply focus on mobilizing every Republican voter that they can muster out there. And so I think the Cruz campaign strategy is stay the course.
So, Jim, this is not all doom and gloom for the Democrats, is it?
Well, I mean, I think this has been an interesting race in terms of pitting the fundamentals against expectations of change in the state. And I think that there are clear signs that after a long period of having been bottomed out, that there are now a few signs of life in the Democratic Party. We see it in the O'Rourke campaign, and we see it in the number of races that Democrats are contesting, particularly at the congressional level, with candidates that are better than we've seen in the past. From an analytical perspective, though, you have to think about this as, for the Democrats, the beginning of change that will take place gradually over time, rather than some, you know, oversimplified vision that, you know, the state is going to turn blue this cycle. I think that's highly unlikely.